and loved that story, how David took his pocket full of pebbles and his homemade sling and showed a Shrek-sized enemy that victory cannot be assumed just because you're bigger and you're stronger, you're scarier and have won the fight so many times before. Where these days this conflict is still playing out. And does it offer insight if we draw any parallels with the experiences of people seeking refuge and asylum today? Have we wished that we could see any David, when up against any Goliath, get the same result as the shepherd boy of long ago? It's tempting to wish that all stories of one person or one family seeking asylum in the face of the giants of unjust laws, international conflict or persecution, or hostile immigration systems could pan out like this tale does. David's chances look so slim. He is young, small, inexperienced. His confidence that he can take on Goliath sounds equally foolish and brave. Does he not understand what it means, the disparity of age and size and fighting skill? He leans on his track record against wild animals and rescues and their rescues from their ferocious attacks that he's already known. How many metaphorical lions and bears are met as people are forced to flee for their lives? Border guards, smugglers, unseaworthy boats, bribes to pay, bureaucracy to wade through. In our story, David was given full armour, the best known and most conventional and well-tested means of protection, given to afford him a chance of survival. But it's not comfortable for him. It's unwieldy. It's unfamiliar. He cannot handle what would equip a well-trained soldier. One size does not fit all adult soldiers and boy shepherds. Are there parallels there? How do laws and policies and systems fail to be fit for each individual case and fail to adequately protect each person in their unique situation? It's a violent story, that story. From Samuel. And David's youthful victory did not win the peace. For the Israelites, if we read on, the Israelites and Philistines continue to be enemies. And David, he grows up to become what he had slain. His reputation as the greatest of ancient Israel's kings is primarily a fame for his military prowess and the thousands and thousands of enemies slaughtered in the name of achieving peace. In the eyes of many, David probably looked like another Goliath, wearing full armour and wielding a sword with devastating accuracy. Horrific or heroic, depends whose side you are on. The challenge to hostility and the practice of hospitality are loud absences in this story. What can we learn about how to refuse both swords and stones? Refuse that knee-jerk reaction of answering the threat of destruction with more destruction. What would it have taken for both tribes to discover in each other their true warmth and humanity? What was needed to come to regard each other as sheltering company? How about we could rewrite this story imaginatively, but taking a truly courageous route to a society that all could rely on as safe? Fiona Kendall, a Church of Scotland mission partner, reflects on the passage from Mark that we heard. She notes that our lived experiences can lead to view Bible reading through a different lens. She describes her experiences working alongside Mediterranean Hope a team within the Federation of Protestant Churches in Italy, whose whole focus is people on the move. Her experiences, she says, have sharpened her image and reading of this passage. Because the mortal danger faced by those who journey in barely seaworthy boats has become a daily reality. And seeing for herself the crude boats and exhausted souls who arrive on Lampedusa, they have a far keener sense of the panic attributed to the disciples as their vulnerability to the elements becomes apparent. Extreme vulnerability. Asylum seekers are not only at the mercy of the weather and the waves, their modest ambition to reach a place of safety is not within their gift to realize. In truth, they are entirely at the mercy of the decisions of others. Those who manage borders, those who make and implement policy, and those who weaponize migration for political gain. Those whose genuine fear of the other contributes to an atmosphere of casual racism and hostility. Very few of us ever experience such vulnerability. Yet most of us know at some level what it is to feel terror, anxiety, and desperation. And how often in these situations might we have voiced the disciples' accusation, "Teacher, don't you care?" Yet in the passage, when challenged, Christ does not confine himself to simple reassurances. He dismantles the storm entirely, and in doing so, reminds us how far beyond our imagination his power goes, for we are confined by our own horizons. Is it too much to permit him to do this in our lives, to widen our horizons? This passage invites us to trust God completely, and in doing so, to see our fears completely dismantled. It may also be inviting us to consider what we as God's hands and feet are doing to dismantle the fears and vulnerabilities of those around us. For in lifting the veil of fear, faith is revealed. The story of one boy standing up to impossible odds speaks deeply to the experiences of displaced people. Every day, refugees have to face challenges of huge proportions. They've faced the conditions that force people to flee their homes, destructive wars that show no signs of slowing, or persecution at the hands of people who would scapegoat the other. Many endure harrowing journeys to find safety, long stints in camps, harassment by smugglers and authorities alike. And even those who successfully make it to the UK face a broken asylum system and the threat of being deported. Every day, refugees face these Goliaths, and every day, refugees find the courage to live boldly. Their presence has the power to transform our society and enrich our communities, giving back in countless ways. Even in the face of uncertainty, refugees continue to live lives of hope and courage. The challenge for all of us is, will we stand up for sanctuary? In the face of these modern Goliaths that rob people of safety and shelter, will we have the courage to make our voices heard? Will we challenge hostile laws that exclude vulnerable people? Will we call for an end to wars that cause people to flee? Will we extend the hand of welcome to all who come to our communities seeking sanctuary? We've gathered here to worship the God who once fled as a refugee. And we are encouraged to be bold in our support for people seeking sanctuary. The challenges are daunting, to be sure, and it can be very easy to feel helpless, like nothing we can do will ever make a difference. But the good news is that we don't stand alone, We stand in solidarity with one another, and most importantly, that we know that the God of justice is with us. Our vision is a world where every single person can find safety, sanctuary, and a community to love them. Some might say that's unrealistic or even impossible. But we have faith. We have faith in a God for whom all things are possible. And that is the God in whom we trust and offer our prayers for sanctuary. Amen. We're going to sing in a minute